Welcome to this broadcast of an OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championship event. Serving more than 503,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and is the proud title sponsor of OSAA State Championships. Your local Toyota dealers are proud to support the OSAA. Toyota, let's go places. The OSAA Radio Network is presented by Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin.
Good afternoon, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight. And welcome to Amity Warrior Playoff Basketball. This is the Warriors versus the Valley Catholic Valiants today. Valley Catholic dropping from 4A to 3A this year. Already has a girls 3A soccer title under their belt. And now they are going after a basketball one. But standing in their way, your Warriors hosting this game as the 4 seed. Valley Catholic coming in as the number 13 ranked team in the state. They got by Harrisburg by a score of 50-25 on the 21st earlier this week, and now get the honor of coming to Amity and trying to earn their way to Coos Bay versus your Warriors. Warriors coming into this after a week off and a loss against Sandingham Christian, 41-36 at the district tournament. A game that really didn't mean anything. Both teams ended up still with their original seedings. The Warriors as 4, Sandingham Christian Eagles as the 5 seed. Sandingham Christian, of course, playing today in their match as well. They are, let me pull that up here. I thought I had that open right in front of me here. They are playing Vail today at 6 o'clock at Sandingham Christian. Other 3A games, De La Salle North Catholic will host Lakeview. That's the 8-9 game. Banks number 1 against Burns number 17. Just talking to Jason Sharp, and he was saying that that was a pretty close game in the first half. That got started at 2. He was listening to it on the way in. Sutherland's already knocked off Jefferson in the 2 versus 18 matchup. Jefferson had defeated Cresswell in the 18-15 sub-round game, 47-44. Sutherland beat him by 16 yesterday evening. Other games this afternoon, or this evening, Pleasant Hill, the 7 seed against Riverdale, the 10 seed. Nissa, the 6 versus Westside Christian, the 11. That game should have started at 2 o'clock our time. So that one should be underway. And then Corbett, the 3 seed, hosting Coquille, the 14. Coquille got in by defeating Horizon Christian 59-44. Burns got in beating Brookings Harbor 43-35. The one thing about Burns is, it's just like Burns and Vail, those Southeast Oregon schools, doesn't matter if it's boys or girls, they always play good defense. Physical teams, different style of basketball that's allowed to be played over there. Use Idaho officials, and it's just, they call a little different game, and it's pretty physical. If you remember, the boys went over to last year to play at Vail in the first round of the state playoffs, and it was an incredibly physical game. Our boys actually stepped up and met that challenge pretty well and played a hard-fought game all the way down the stretch in that one. But that could create a few problems for Banks that just not maybe used to a team that plays quite as physical. Valley Catholic coming into this with a 17-7 record. They were 9-3 in their Lewis and Clark League. They are led, according to Jed and Tim, by number 3. I believe that's who they said. I'll have to check and see again, but I believe it was number 3, Mia Rosenbrook, a 5'7 sophomore guard. And they start 3 seniors. Roca, I'm going to go with Roca, Klopsik, and Eddie. And then they'll start Rosebrook and Rogers as well. So this is a team with some experience playing at the 4A level last year, now coming down to 3A, as I mentioned. playing against a very young Amity team that has three seniors, only starts one of them. Ellie McMullen will start tonight, and then starts two sophomores and two freshmen, A.D. Nisely, Maya Harsman, Eliza Nisely, and Sarah Lynn Grove. And as our gym begins to really fill up here, going to have a rock and pep band this afternoon. This is going to be a fun environment, folks. This is Valley Catholic is a team that likes to press full court the whole game is what Jed expects out of them. And they are not as athletic maybe as a Banks team or as a Sutherland team, not as long as Sutherland. They don't have any six-footers out there. I think the tallest player they list is number 22, Lauren Klopsik, who's 5'9". So they're not a huge team, but they are a team that's going to be very aggressive. They're going to get after you full court. So it's going to be two teams pressing each other like crazy. So it's really going to come down to guard play. Who can handle the pressure of the other team, get the ball up the floor, break that pressure, and get those easy shots that come in transition when you do break the press. Once it's into a half court, I don't know what Valley Catholic plays, but if they've watched any film in the last 2 weeks, they should be playing man-to-man against us, because that has been our kryptonite so far this late part of the season, has been when teams play us man-to-man. That should be, though, something that we can take advantage of and really abuse with our quickness, as long as we're patient, but also attacking as well. Patient in that you don't try to get the first shot you can, but you're patient in drive, kick, set screens, move away from the ball. You should be able to get some good open looks against man-to-man defense. So that's what it looks like tonight, folks. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes and a little bit more information about what's going on in the world of sports this weekend for 3A basketball. This is KLYC McMinnville, home of Amity Warrior Sports. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Playoff Basketball. Your Warriors taking on the Valiants of Valley Catholic in this girls 3A action today. This is Jeff Clark. Ron Huber, my normal partner, is traveling down to Cascade Christian for the boys game, which will start at 6 p.m. down there tonight. That is number 11 versus number 6. Cascade Christian is healthy and ready to roll, and it's going to be a tough matchup for our boys down there. I will be broadcasting that game remotely. I'm going to do a simulcast kind of using the NFHS feed from Cascade Christian, and then trying to do play-by-play radio off of that. We'll see how it goes. Talking with my son, he said that, who's on the basketball team, said, no, you should stay and do the girls and then try to do the simulcast. So that's what we're going to try. On the boys' side of things, as I mentioned, the Warrior boys are at Cascade Christian. On the other side of that bracket, Dayton takes on Umatilla. That's 3 versus 19. Umatilla knocked off Douglas 48-46 on the road, 19 versus 14, to get into that game against Dayton. That's starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Riverdale travels to Crestwell in the 10-7 matchup. Harrisburg to De La Salle North Catholic. That's 15 versus 2. Harrisburg beat Coquille 45-32 earlier this week. St. Mary's knocked off Vail in an upset 20 over 13. That was 54-46 St. Mary's. They'll take on number 4 Banks this afternoon at 4. Just underway in the first hour of the game. I don't have a score, but Santa Ana Christian is at Oregon Episcopal. Honestly, Santa Ana Christian's a wild card on the boys' side to me because of Bourne. Bourne, I think, is the best player in our league, even though he was runner-up to player of the year. He is an absolute beast. And, that makes me think that, I just think OES is gonna have a hard time containing him. So we'll see what happens there. Also in boys action, Pleasant Hill hosts Burns in the 8-9 matchup, and Westside Christian takes on Sisters, who got past Nia Connie in the sub round. That's 1 versus 17 this evening at Westside Christian. They are the top ranked team in the state. Have been most of the year. They had a couple times where they fell out of that number one slot, but not for long. And they're back in it as we head into the tournament. They are, the team to beat this year. But I really think that, Westside, De La Salle, Dayton, Cascade, and Banks, who's the 5? I don't feel strong about the five. That's why I can't remember them. Oregon Episcopal. I think the other ones, those five of those top six are really the teams that are going to compete for the state title this year on the boys' side. Those are the favorites. Does it mean somebody can't get knocked off along the way? That's for sure. It happens every year. Last year, Willamina was the number one ranked girls team and lost at home in this first round of the playoffs to the number 16 team. Basically on the back of one girl, knocked them off. I don't remember if that was OES or who that was, or Portland Advent, might have been Portland Adventist. I think it was PAA that went to, Willamina and knocked off the top ranked Bulldogs, and then didn't do anything when they got to state. So, things happen, right? So what we're hoping is that we don't have anything weird happen here today from Amity High School, where your Warriors take on the Valiants of Valley Catholic. Valley Catholic comes into this game, as I mentioned, with a 17-7 overall record. They lost to Jervis 51-45 on the road early in the season. That's a team that we lost by one at home to. We lost at five at home, but it was basically a one-score game right down to the end, and we just didn't play well defensively in that game at all. One of our worst defensive efforts of the year, honestly. In fact, that might be the most points we've given up all year, was at 64. I think it was to Jervis. That was early. That was, this team was still kind of learning how to play defense as a team. We had good individual defenders, but team defense is a different challenge. Banks crushed this Valley Catholic team 53-24. We also played Banks and lost by 15, 49-34. Here at home. They lost to Astoria, 4A team. They also lost to Westside Christian 50-37. And they lost to Horizon Christian 43-39. And then lost to De La Salle 59-44. And then lost to Horizon again 57-56 in their league playoffs. Then they had to beat Harrisburg to make it into this game. This is a team that loves to shoot the three, and they love to press. And so it's a team that's not entirely unlike the Amity Warriors. I don't think they have as much team speed, but they've got some highly skilled shooters. And really our defense is going to be tested as much as our offense will in this game, making sure that we get out on shooters and are able to really defend that three-point line. And also, we don't want to turn the ball over and give them any easy opportunities. All right, we're going to take one more break here and be back with the starting lineups from Amity High School. This is KLYC. Welcome back, Warrior fans. A couple minutes to go here before the start of this one from Amity High School. Warriors versus the Valiants from Valley Catholic in this matchup here in the first round between two 3A girls basketball teams. As I mentioned before, I'm trying to find this. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. The Valley Catholic dropped down from 4A this past year and is now on, that didn't work. I thought I had it. There we go. I'll get it. Looking for something here. Valley Catholic dropping down from 4A this last year, and they were able to knock off Catlin Gable for the state 3A girls soccer title. And so this is a school that's had a pretty good year already. Here they are in the state basketball tournament, just like the Warriors. Warriors, of course, lost to Catlin Gable in the semifinals of girls soccer, and now they play Valley Catholic here from Amity High School in the first round of the girls 3A. This is the OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Basketball Championship. The winner of this game, of course, will be at Coos Bay next weekend, and we're going to have Megan Sharp singing the national anthem right now.
Stripes and
Megan Scharf, Amity senior, getting to do her last home basketball game. Casey Oyua with the Amity Pep Band. You can hear in the background. Should have a great atmosphere here today. Not a packed house, but that's because we've got quite a few people on the road down to Cascade Christian. But you hear the fight song in the background. Great atmosphere here today, folks. We are ready for the starting lineup. Phil Lopez on the public address. It's going to be for Valley Catholic, 5'7" sophomore guard, Mia Rosebrook. And a 5'3" junior guard, Gracie Rogers. Number 15, 5'5" senior, Elizabeth Roca. I think that's how that name's going to be said. Number 22, a 5'9" senior, Lauren Klopsik. And number 24, a 5'8" senior, Emily Eddy. I got to check and see if Phil's got the same pronunciation. So Rosebrook is the one that Jed and Tim mentioned as such a good ball player, just a sophomore. They said Rocha, so I'm going to go Rocha on there. Klopsik is the link at 5'9". And 24, Emily Eddy, the 5'8" senior, pretty good ball handler and shooter. She's got a variety of moves just watching her in warm-ups. For the Warriors, it's going to be Aidy Nisley, Maya Harzma, Eliza Nisley, Sarah Lynn Grove, and Ellie McMullen. Warriors looking to get back to Coos Bay for the second year in a row. The winner of this game will get Santa Ana Christian if they win their game. That's the irony of what happened last week down at the district tournament. Robbie says number 24, Eddie, is their best player. And that's what I kind of saw as they were warming up. She definitely looked like the most comfortable of the Valiants out there. So Santa Ana Christian's playing Vail. And if they win that game, they will play the winner of this game in the first round down at Coos Bay. So the Warriors, with a win here, could be playing Santa Ana Christian for a fourth time this year. We are ready to roll here, folks. We're glad you're with us for this state basketball game, this OSAA On Point State Championship first round game from Amity High School. Valiants are coached by Pat Thomas, assisted by John Ennis and Allison Gates. Warriors, of course, coached by Jed McMullen, assisted by Amanda Grove, Tim Harzman, and Carl McShane. Warriors in their home white uniforms, and the Valiants have road uniforms, look like our boys' road uniforms, black with some royal trim and white letters. We're ready. Ball tap controlled by McMullen. Over to Eliza. Eliza pushes hard to the right corner. Back out to Ellie. Dumps it down low to Grove. Grove's fouled. No call there. Rebound chased down by 80. On top, Ellie fakes the three over to Eliza. Eliza with the drive on the right side. Gets in deep. Kicks it to the left wing. Out on top. Harzma drives. Kicks McMullen for three. Good! Ellie McMullen gets things started with the first basket of the game. And that is good to see. Warriors in there 1-3-1. Full court. They throw ahead. Try to get it down low. It's off the hands of Harzma, out of bounds. Good defense there by the Warriors. Clock did not start. We've got a clock issue already. So nobody noticed in all of that. Neither coach noticed that the clock did not start, so we've got a malfunction. We've had some clock controller issues. It is 3-0 Warriors, but we've got 0-0 on the board because nothing on the clock is working. Everything was fine on the clock during the countdown leading up to the game. So Janelle has rebooted it. She and Jen Kendall doing a lot of screaming here, trying to get everybody's attention. Ball was out of bounds. So now the kids get to stand around and wait as we get everything reset. 8 minutes on the clock again. Should be 3-0 Warriors. So he's going to have her run that down or put in a different time. I think Coach Thomas is saying, well, we're just not going to count the three. Let's just start over. It's 3-0, and the clock is going to run down to 7:40. 39, 38. How long are they going to take it? They're going to take it to 7:30. No. So we're going to see here at some point, Janelle will stop the clock and they will inbound the ball. Kind of take some momentum off the game. All right, 7:21 on the clock. 3-0 Warriors. Here we go. Valiance to inbound along the baseline. Eddie will inbound left side of the key. She's a senior. Lobs it in out on top to Klopsik. Back in the corner to Eddie. Doesn't want the three. Dribbles out, loses it off the foot. Oh, they're going to call a blocking foul. Oh, my goodness. She dribbled the ball off her foot out of bounds, and they call a blocking foul. Wow, pretty touchy considering they didn't call any foul at the other end when Eliza got bumped going to the basket. First foul of the game on the Warriors on 80. Out on top with it, Rocha. They swing it to the right wing, a little drive and kick, and they kick it out of bounds. That was Rogers on the drive. She kicked, but the defense or the offensive players had split apart and there was nobody there. Warriors inbound. It's a 1-2-1-1. So a diamond and one pressure. Warriors get it across. 80 steps through underneath. Left hand laying up and in by Grove. Great pass from 80 McMullen. 80 McMullen. 80 Nisley. We'll get it right here. I got too many people in my head. They pass ahead to Rogers on the right wing. She kicks it back out on top. Quick drive. Rosebrook picks it up, swings it right side to Eddie, steps to the left. That's a travel, no call. Misses the three, rebound Eliza. Long pass ahead to 80. 80 underneath. McMullen. This is the lay-in. She jumped backwards away from the pressure. Pushing right up the middle, knocked away, and off the hands of Grove and out of bounds. That was one of the Nisleys, or Harzma, one of the two, coming up from behind there and knocking that ball away. Three subs in. This is going to challenge me. Julia Rosebrook in. So both Rosebrooks are on the floor. Plus number 31, Pitt, and number, I didn't see the other one, number 14, Everson. There's a steal on the inbound by Eliza. Picks up her dribble, back over to Grove. 5-0 Warriors, 6:15 to go, first quarter. McMullen for three. Nope, it's left. Rebound inside, 80. Shovels it back out to Eliza. Fakes, goes baseline, 10-footer, no good. Rebound tipped inside, pulled down by Rosebrook. Throws long ahead. Off balance and a little push from behind by Grove gets called as Everson was trying to score the lay-in on the fast break. That was a great outlet pass by Mia Rosebrook. It was a good lead to Everson out and running. 5-0 Warriors, 2 minutes and 4 seconds gone here in the first quarter. Everson to the line, trying to get Valley Catholic on the board, and she does. She hits the first one. One more for Everson. And that one misses. Rebound inside. Should have a jump ball. That will be alternating possession of Valley Catholic. Didn't box out on that one. It's going to be Everson inbounding right side of the key, about 3 feet outside of the key on the baseline. Trying to get it in. Finally triggers that in on the left side. It's Rosebrook with it. Julia Rosebrook, got twins. Julia with it. Left wing Eddie. Back on top to Julia Rosebrook. Back to Eddie. Fakes the three. Back to Rosebrook. She wants it back. Gets it back on the left angle. Skip pass Frost. Everson with it. She skips it over to Rosebrook in the left corner. Out on top to her sister Julia. 23-footer straight on. Hits it. Wow. Good ball movement. Nailed the three. It's 5-4 Warriors. It's a drive. To the rim, scores, and fouled! 80 Nisley with the attack, and she draws the foul. Basket is good Foul's going to be on Eddie, her first. First team foul on the Valiants. And to the, they got three coming back in. This is going to test me, folks. They have gone, these are one player who we haven't seen before, number 33, Queen. Man, he is just rotating girls like crazy out there. Plus two of the starters back in. At the line, 80 Nisley. Takes her time. A little strong. Misses that one. Rebound pulled down by Rocha. Pass ahead to Everson in the corner. Queen. Ball fake. Doubled. Loses it. Stolen by 80 Nisley, or by Eliza Nisley. Warriors push it up the floor, and we're going to have a blocking foul on number 5, Julia Rosebrook. Second team foul. Both teams with two fouls. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. 7-4 Warriors with the ball. The pressure hasn't bothered Amity so far. Ellie down to the left corner to Eliza, dumps it to 80. Bounce pass to Grove, back out Harzma, 15-footer, a little strong. Oh, no, she banked it. It looked strong, but that's because she was going high off the glass. Love that. There's a long pass ahead to Queen, bobbles it. Grove with the rebound, ahead to Eliza. Eliza pushes hard up the right side, off the glass, no good. Inside, McMullen knocked away and stolen. Queen with it up the right side, puts the brakes on. Pressured by Ellie. Bounce pass. Everson drives. Oh, knocked away. Ellie's nodding her head. Yeah, I reached it, she said. I think Ellie's going to get a break here.
Checking in for the Warriors. Number 3, Alyssa McMullen.
Alyssa into the game. 9-4 Warriors. 4:26 left to go, first quarter. Alyssa brings a little offense here for the Warriors from that mid-range and three-point range. They double. Throw it in the corner. Off the hands. And they couldn't save it. Went off the hands of Rocha, but it really wasn't a good pass by Everson. 4:20 left to go. Warriors inbound, full court pressure. They get it into Alyssa. Alyssa, a couple dribbles over to Eliza. Eliza pushes ahead to 80 up the right sideline. 80 to Eliza on the cut through. Pops out back to 80 on the wing. Eliza right corner. Eliza, 80. Fakes, starts to go right back in the corner, looking for some action. There's nothing there. Now 80 goes through, out on top to Harzma. Swings it to McMullen. 80, left corner. Back out on top. Alyssa swings over to Harzma. 2-3 zone. Right corner. Eliza, mid-range, pulls up. Gets it to, no, it wouldn't drop. It hit all sides of the rim. Thought it was going to drop in. It didn't. Everson up the right side, traveled. She saw Harzma coming and shuffled her feet. Here come three Valiants back into the game. My goodness, nobody gets a chance to be in any kind of a rhythm out there. Just rotating three at a time, 80 out and into the game, Scharf. 3:41 to go, 9-4. It's a 1-2-2 zone or a 3-2, depending on how you draw it up. In the corner, Scharf, back out to Eliza, on top Alyssa, swings to Harzma, back to Alyssa, on top for three. No good on that one, Scharf with a rebound, back out, McMullen chases it down. I thought it was going to be a steal there for the Valiants. Eliza takes a dribble and gets a blocking foul called on Rocha. Third team foul. Both teams have three. First on Rocha. Warriors still up 9-4. Feels like the Warriors have yet to really run their offense. More than maybe once or twice here in the first quarter. McMullen on the left wing. Down in the corner. Grove back out to Harzma. Swings on top Eliza. Back to Grove. Grove goes baseline. Fouled. Oh, couldn't quite score, but a great move. That's going to be on Eddie, her second, I think.
Personal foul on Emily Eddie. That is her second.
Yep. Fourth team foul. It's going to get number 31 back into the game after the first one, M. Pitt. Grove to the line to shoot two. It was a nice move on the baseline. A little pump fake. Went to her left hand around her. Misses the foul shot. Warriors 0-for-2 from the line so far. 3:02 left to go, first quarter. Warriors with a 5-point lead. Drove second one, looks good, and rolls around. Looked better than initially, and then it rattled around but dropped in. Good soft touch there by Sarah Lynn. They break the pressure ahead, left corner, back out to the wing. On top, number three is Rosebrook for three, hits it. Both Rosebrooks now with a three-pointer, sophomore twins. It's a pass ahead. McMullen with it on the left wing. 10-7 Warrior game. On top, Harzma. Back to McMullen, left corner, Grove, making that zone move. Back out to Harzma. Harzma with a little drive, kicks. Down low, sharp, out to McMullen for three. No good, a little flat and strong. Pushing that ball a little bit rather than shooting it. Rosebrook with the ball. Sophomore, hooks a pass over. Left corner. Three-pointer from there, missed. Long rebound, McMullen. That was Pitt with the miss. Everybody shoots the three for them, that's for sure. The pass ahead, stolen. Not a good pass by Eliza. Steal by the Valiants. Skip it over to Pitt on the right angle. Pitt back over to Rocha in the corner. Rosebrook knocked away, gets it back, hooks a pass up on top. Step through, back out to Pitt, down low. That was a travel, got away with it. And a 3-second call, I believe. AD in and Maya out. So on the floor for the Warriors, both Nisleys, Grove, Alyssa McMullen, and Megan Scharf. Haven't seen Kylie Kendall yet. Grove, inbound to McMullen, back to Grove. Swings it to 80. 80 will attack, ahead to Eliza, over to Scharf. Scharf up that right side, kicks it back out to Grove. Scharf, right corner. Grove needs to step into this three, does. No good, little long off the back rim, stolen by Eliza, ball's loose, and jump ball, the Warrior basketball. Good hustle by Eliza. Almost had that, she did have the rebound, but then as she went to drive to the basket with it, it was poked away. Good aggressive move by the freshman guard. Warriors up 10-7, 1:28 to go. Right corner three, Eliza. Good! Eliza Nisley on the inbound, hits her first basket. It's 13-7 Warriors. Valiants inbound, 1-3-1, full court still for the Warriors. Queen over to Rosebrook, back to her sister. Skip pass ahead, Grove with a steal. Grove puts the brakes on, gets it to Eliza with a minute five. Left first quarter, Warriors up six. Eliza hooks it to 80, down low sharp, block foul! They're going to get it on number five, Julia Rosebrook. Good aggressive quick turn by Sharp. Puts the pressure on the official when you attack like that. Offensive player usually gets that benefit of the doubt and did in this case. Kind of a bang-bang play. Could have gone either way from where I'm sitting. 1 minute to go. Sharp hits the first one. Now comes in. Kendall in for Grove, giving her a one-minute break here at the end of the quarter. She looks winded. That three was right on, just a little long for Sarah Lynn. Second one misses, ball knocked away, picked up, might have traveled. Get it to Rosebrook, drives, hooks a pass, stolen by 80. 80 fouled from behind by Queen, but that saved the basket going the other way because she was about to throw that ahead to Eliza for the two. 14-7 Warriors, 52 and a half seconds left to go. Jed tells Alyssa what he wants. Tim talking to Jed on the sideline. Both of them on their feet. 80 gets it in to Kendall. To Alyssa, back to 80. 80 pushes hard, ahead to Kendall on the left side. Swings it ahead, Scharf, back out. Eliza, jab step, goes deep, baseline, lays it up and in! Eliza from the three-point line with the ball fake. Little head fake, drove, got the baseline, and laid it up and in under the defense. Rosebrook swings it over to Everson. Skip pass. Kendall couldn't quite get to it. Queen out to Rosebrook. There's a travel got away with. Mid-range, no good. Rebound, 80. Nisley, bounce pass to Eliza. Eliza pushes hard to the right side. Blocking foul not called there. Skip it over to Alyssa, left corner. Back out to Alyssa for three. Nope, short. Rebound inside, 80. Puts the brakes on over to Eliza. Might have traveled, might have picked up that pivot foot. Eliza to 80, didn't get the shot off. Nobody knew what the clock time was. 16-7 Amity after one quarter. Good start for your Warriors. This is KLYC McMinnville.
Leffen Enterprises is locally owned and operated by distinguished members of the Amity alumni and are proud sponsors of the Amity Athletic Program and School District.
Little Seven Nation Army going on in the background here. Per my request, Casey asked me what I wanted to hear. This is definitely it. Hey, as the title sponsor of the OSAA State Championships, On Point does everything it can to help our team and community get ahead. On Point delivers the local banking and lending its members need to reach their goals and make it more possible. Visit On Point at onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity. Hey, for over 45 years, Pacific Office Automation has remained locally owned and operated, supporting the community and people and places that matter. That's why Pacific Office Automation continues to sponsor the OSAA year after year. Pacific Office Automation, problem solved. Deer, style, efficiency, and performance. Glad we're on the same team this season and every season. Let's keep huddling up and going for it. Toyota, let's go places. All right, start of the second quarter here from Amity High School. 16-7 Warriors with a 9-point lead. It was a 5-0 Warrior lead, and that was 5-4. And from that point on, an 11-3 run for the Warriors to close out the quarter. Everson swings it over to 15. That's Rocha. Back to Everson. A little high. They trap her. Ball knocked away on the sideline by Eliza as they try to go to the corner. Eddie on the bench with two fouls. They get it into Everson. Over to Rocha in the corner. It's a little drive. Might have double dribbled. No call. Everson on the wing. Drives, runs right into Sharp. Sharp did a great job of holding her ground. There's a pass ahead as Kendall got the rebound. McMullen with it. Works against the double. Now works back to the left. Puts the brakes on. On top, 80 in the center circle. Great job by Megan to hold her ground on that. 80 to Kendall on the left wing. Now gives it on the angle, extended to McMullen. They're really extending half-court man-to-man here. Eliza with it. Drives, gets past her man, gets baseline, got bumped, no call, loose ball. Eliza with the rebound. So quick. 80, waiting for somebody to pop out. Gets it to Kendall. Kendall swings to McMullen. Down low, Eliza. Oh, should have gone back out in the corner. Got blocked down low by Rocha. That would have been a good one to go back in the corner, too. They get a bounce pass ahead, and that was 22. Klopchik with the basket on the broken play there. 16-9 Warriors. 80 drives. Gets poked away. Tried to save it. She thought she got fouled. No call on the reach-in. Grove and Harzma into the game, replacing Sharp and McMullen. So both Nisleys out there as well, and Kendall. So big lineup for the Warriors right now. Thank you, Arvey. Arvey picking up my vest here as I drop it on the floor. There's a pass ahead. Short-range jumper missed there by number 4, Rogers. 80 with another rebound. Throws ahead. Got Grove out in front. Grove takes it with the left hand and scores! Great pass. 80 Nisley with the assist. Timeout Valiants. 18-9 Warriors. 6:21 left to go here in the first half from Amity High School. And it is a full timeout. We will stay right here. Hey, stay connected to your favorite team with the OSAA Live mobile app. OSAA Live features the latest scores, schedules, and rankings for all teams and leagues across Oregon. Access OSAA state championship programs. Read the latest prep news and information. And search OSAA Live in the App Store or on Google Play or to download it today. You're in the background. A little Sunshine of Your Love by Cream. Going back to the late 60s there. A little throwback that everybody knows. Amity. 16 fouls now on the Valiant. So the Warriors will be shooting 1-1 the rest of this first half. Depending on who goes to the line, that could be a good thing. At the line so far today, we are 2 out of 5. So it's going to be Valiant basketball. Coming the full length of the court. Warriors will pick them up in their 1-3-1 as they get close to half court. They've got Eddie back in with her two fouls. Picks her dribble up. Might have traveled. Out on top to Rosebrook. Rosebrook starts to drive. Harzma right up on her. Leaves it for Queen. Queen skips it over to Eddie. Eddie wants to step in, but the double comes. Queen down in the corner. Rosebrook for three. She can shoot it. She misses that one. Eddie with the rebound. Misses inside. Gets it back. Puts it up and in. Emily Eddie into the game, making her presence felt right away. 80 pushes hard up the right side. Throws it ahead. Kendall out to Harzma. Harzma, the dribble drive. Scoops. Knocked to the floor. Doesn't get the call. It's going to be a foul on the Warriors, loose ball foul. Second on 80 Nisley. That's going to get McMullen back into the game. Ellie in for 80 Nisley. Wouldn't have happened if Maya had either made the shot or drawn the foul, but no call. Maya playing the top of the 1-3-1 with Ellie, Kendall, and Eliza with Grove down low. Eliza knocks it away, can't save it before it goes out of bounds. 18-11 Warriors, 5.5 minutes left to go, second quarter. They swing it to Eddie on the left wing, steps into a three, a little strong, high rebound, pulled down by Rosebrook. Back out to Eddie, top of the key, takes a dribble left in the corner. Rogers, mid-range, no good. Weak side rebound, Rosebrook steps back, tough shot, fouled. Wow. It's going to be on Eliza, her first. 15 foul on the Warriors. It's going to put Mia Rosebrook on the line to shoot two. Foul on the Warriors. 6 on the Valiants. Rosebrook hits the first one. 4 points in the game. So we got a bench warning on the Amity bench for the assistants talking to the officials. He says, I only want to hear it from the head coach. I don't want to hear anything from the assistants. Second one by Rosebrook hits them both. So they've cut this lead down to 5. Warriors push ahead. Ellie up the left side. Puts the brakes on. Ellie gives it up to Maya. Maya drives. Bounce pass. Grove lays it up and in. Great assist from Maya. Sarah Lynn doing a good job of finding the spacing. Maya beat her man. That drew the help defense from Grove's defender. On the baseline, Rogers knocks down a little mid-range from about 10 feet. Grove pushes hard up the middle. Bounce pass, Kendall. Back out, McMullen. 15-footer. Little strong. Grove inside with a rebound. Puts it up, misses, gets it back, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot 1-1. Should have made the first one. But instead, she'll go to the line to see if she can get him at the foul line. She's saying, my left hand really hurts. But you shoot with your right one now, so here we go. 3 Valiants back in. Number 5, Julia Rosebrook. Along with 15, Rocha. Everson still on the floor. Along with Eddie and Mia Rosebrook. Grove buries the first one. Grove with 8 here in the first half. 6-point Warrior lead. One more coming for Sarah Lynn. 4:35 remaining in the first half. Second one for Grove. Little strong, but it goes in. Hit the back of the rim and dropped in. Eddie coming the other way. 7-point Warrior lead. Eddie hard drive. Or hard dribble anyway. Kicks over to the right side. Rosebrook knocked away by Harzma out of bounds. Hit the official who was out of bounds. Good hands by Maya. A lot of tip passes by the Warriors today. Rosebrook with it on top. That's Mia. Swings it left corner. Knocked away by Kendall. Good job by Kylie. Need to come down with that. She's like, yeah, if I'd used my other hand, Ellie would have got it. They inbound to Rosebrook up on top. One of the sophomore twins for them. Both of them are in the, both are in the game right now. Mia drives and gets the little elbow jumper to go. It rolled around and dropped in. Good shot by her. She's got 7. Up the right side, Eliza attacks, drives in, lays it up, won't go, and Eddie with the rebound. Eddie pushes hard the other direction, back on defense. Look at Eliza getting back. That's a travel. Yeah, he got the right call. She bobbled that ball in the air and took three steps in there. It took him a while to make the call. Paula Moore knows it was a travel. She's sitting to my left here. She saw that all the way. Took the official a little while. 5-point Warrior lead, 3:55 to go in the first half. Grove gets it in. They throw ahead to Eliza. Eliza in a foot race going the other way. Takes it in. Lays it up and in. You can't let her go deep on you. 7 for Eliza. Warriors up 7. 3:45. Rosebrook. Right wing 3. Misses that. Kendall gets it to Eliza. Coming up on the 3.5 minute mark to go in the first half. Eliza walks it up slowly. Man-to-man defense. Gets a screen from Ellie. Drives right. Down low. Grove. Foul. No call. Oh, there's the late call, but it was the right call. Rosebrook. This official's a little slow on his whistle, but he's gotten the calls right the last couple of times. Rosebrook with her third and a 30-second timeout coming for Coach Thomas. Warriors up 7. And we'll have free throws coming after this 30-second timeout. Hey, you want to stay in shape, be involved in the sport you love, and earn money in the process? Become an athletic official. There's a shortage of officials in Oregon, and we need you now more than ever. Visit osaa.org/officials for more information and to get registered. Join that pep band today. So to the line, Sarah Lynn Grove got her hand wrapped up. I think she must have got scratched. She got her thumb dinged a little bit, so a little tape job to help her thumb get a little more stability. Grove at the line, misses the first one. Grove has 9 here in the first half. 3:28 left to go. One more for Grove. A little strong, but it drops in. 10 for Sarah Lynn. Leads all scores. 25-17 Warriors, largest lead of the game at 8. They skip it over left angle, back over to the right angle. Rocha, they swing it left side. Everson drives, nowhere to go, blocking foul. Not a good foul by Grove. She had her way down on the baseline. There was no reason to slide in tight on her. Grove gets dinged up a little bit on that one. That's going to get Scharf into the game to get Grove a little break, I think. Jed talking to her. Everson, or Everson, however you say it, had no chance of getting a good shot off. She was out of control on the baseline, but Grove bailed her out by getting over late. Everson hits the first foul shot. Grove out, Scharf in. 25-18, back to a 7-point lead. It was the 16th foul on the Warriors, so the Valiants will be in the one-on-one bonus going forward. Everson hits them both. Alyssa Everson, freshman, 3 points in the game, all at the foul line. Alyssa with it, McMullen up the middle, works left, Everson on her, down to Harzma in the left corner. Harzma wants to drive, gets baseline, back out to Eliza, on top, Ellie. McMullen with it, backs it out, in the right corner, Harzma gets a screen. Good man-to-man defense, Harzma probes, down low, ball was kicked. How's there no call on that? It's going to be Warriors basketball. Should have been a kicked ball in there. It was rolled out of bounds, luckily for the Warriors. Elliott inbound. Gets it into... Oh, it's stolen. Not a good pass there. Stolen by Pitt. Pitt throws ahead to Everson. Everson drives, scoops, misses that. Harzma with the rebound. If she can control, she does to McMullen. Alyssa works left. They come over to... attack her. She drives, kicks to Ellie for 3. Little strong off the back rim. Tipped by Alyssa. Ellie's got it. She's fouled. No call. Gets it to Harzma. Harzma with the drive all the way in. Ball stripped out of bounds. Warriors basketball. 25-19. 2:20 to go first half. Warriors have had a chance to really put this game away here and just haven't been able to put a run together. They get it to Eliza. Eliza misses the short lay-in. Oh, good little execution but missed the lay-in on the inbounds right underneath the basket. They skip pass over to Queen. Queen on top. Everson. Left corner. It's Rocha. Skips it back over to Queen. Mid-range. No good. Alyssa with the rebound. Gets it to Maya. Maya working against Pitt. Crosses her over. Goes. There's a foul. Pitt gives her the body check as she goes past. That's going to be 9. That'll put Maya on the line to shoot 1-1. 25-19 Warriors. Just haven't quite been able to put this game out of reach. They've had some chances. Been up by as many as 8. Harsman with a chance to increase this 6-point lead here. 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Harsma buries it. One more coming for the sophomore point guard. All-league second team selection this year. Mainly because they were ball handling and defense. And she makes free throws when you need them. Another minute on both of them. Back to an 8-point Warrior lead. Minute 45 and counting now in the first half. Eddie, left angle. Skips it back over to Rosebrook on top. Back to Eddie. Steps into the three. No good. Rebound. Another one. No box out by the Warriors. There's a travel. As Rogers got a little carried away, she and Eddie were kind of in the same spot. And Rogers decided to kind of drive, but didn't have control of the ball and traveled. Warriors with it. Full court pressure here, man to man. They throw long. Maya takes it in with the left hand and scores! Great pass from Eliza. She'll get the assist to Maya. They came up and pressured tight. Maya just took off on a fly route. Cross court pass. Eddie drives, gets in deep. Misses the shot. Good defense again by Scharf. She's held her position twice. Ball out of bounds to the Warriors. Up 10. Biggest lead of the game. Minute 14 to go. Eliza gets it into Ellie. Ellie puts the brakes on. Now gets across half court. Working against Queen. Gets a little screen. Little drive bumped off the backboard. No foul call. Thought she was going to get a foul on that. She thought she was going to get it too. Eddie on the right wing wants to drive. They cut her off over to Rosebrook on the left wing. Mia Rosebrook with it on top to Eddie. 50 seconds to go. Warriors up 10. Queen back to Eddie on top. That's the one you got to guard. No good. Hit the rim twice. Rebound Eliza aggressively going after that. Throws long and not a good pass to Ellie. Threw it behind her. One hand pass slipped out of her hand a little bit. Had Ellie breaking loose down the court. Still 10-point game, 37.5 to go. Warriors in a 2-3 zone here. Scharf in the game, playing the middle on the bottom of that three. Mia Rosebrook with it, middle of the floor. Against the 2-3, swings it over. Now left angle, Everson, skip pass. She doesn't want to shoot the ball, that's Rocha. Gets it to Everson, mid-range, no good. Rebound inside Eliza. She and 80 have dominated the glass on both ends of the floor. Eliza the drive, kick out to Alyssa for three. Looks good. Oh, a little short on that one. That one looked good, though. She hasn't hit a shot yet, folks. She's our leading scorer this year. Everson going the other way with 6 seconds, jumps into Eliza and called a travel on her. It was either that or an offensive foul, coach, because Eliza didn't move. I think he just didn't know what he was going to call. 4.5 seconds to go. They come up in pressure here. This can get you into trouble against these Warriors. Ellie throws ahead to Eliza. Eliza attack. Oh, lost the ball. Oh, and she should have shot it. Instead, she tried to make the pass. Hey, it's 29-19 at halftime, and the Warriors can play a lot better than that, folks, as we go forward. This is KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here from Amity High School, where your Warriors lead the Valiants of Valley Catholic 29-19 at halftime. In other action, Nissa knocks off Westside Christian in girls basketball today, 65-48, so they will advance to play the winner of Corbett Coquille at Coos Bay. That's the only other final we have on the girls' side. The boys' side, Oregon Episcopal beat Sandingham Christian 66-51, so SC is out. shows you how good Oregon Episcopal really is. Pretty solid team. And Pleasant Hill beat Burns 70-27 in an 8-9 game.
Wow.
You don't see blowouts like that very often in the first round of the state playoffs between, especially in an 8-9 seed. Pleasant Hill really must have gotten it going from three-point range today. We've got about 6.5 minutes to go here at halftime. Warriors were led in the first half. Good balanced attack, but Sarah Lynn Grove with 10 points. Eliza Nisley with 7, and a great job on the boards. Maya Hartzman with 6 points. Ellie McMullen, 3, had the first 3 of the game, busting that deep ball. Aidy Nisley with 2, Scharf with 1. For Valley Catholic, Mia Rosebrook has 7 points. And nobody else with more than 3 in the game for them. Their best player, Emily Eddy, or their most experienced good player, just has 2 points in the first half. She was in foul trouble most of that second quarter and had to sit out. Warriors played great defense there in the first half overall. Had just maybe only 2 or 3 breakdowns the whole time that Jed will really not be very happy about. Did a really good job of breaking the pressure and getting out on the break several times, attacking the basket, drawing fouls, getting to the foul line. The Warriors shot, 11 foul shots in the first half to just 6 for Valley Catholic. So Jed will be happy about 11 foul shots. They made 6, so 6 out of 11. So not great. I think they may be 7. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of 11. That's better. Still not great, but not bad. 65% or so from the foul line. Valley Catholic hit on 5 out of 6 in the first half from the foul line. So not as many attempts, but a good shooting percentage from them. Sarah Grove had 4 out of 6 from the foul line for the Warriors. Harzma 2 out of 2. Scharf 1 for 2. And 89 is the 0 for 1. Warriors just going to have to take care of the basketball. Continue to find shooters. A couple of times they left the wrong people open to the three-point line. They only gave up 2 threes, but they probably 4 times they had comfortable three-point shooters open that didn't convert. So you got to do a better job of getting out on those shooters. Making sure you know which ones are shooters. So when, you know, Queen has the ball or Pitt has the ball, they're probably not going to shoot the 3. Rogers doesn't want to shoot the 3. So you start to kind of identify those. Everson doesn't want to shoot the 3. Roca doesn't want to shoot at all. It's really Rosebrook, Eddy, and seemed like there was one other that was comfortable, looked comfortable shooting the 3.
Anybody
they do a good job on finding those shooters. And just continue to attack, aggressively attack the basket. Warriors just made 2 threes themselves, one by Ellie and one by Eliza early in the game. Didn't make any in that second quarter, so they need to do a better job of making those open shots when they get them. Scoreless in the first half, Alyssa McMullen. So the Warriors, with a 10-point lead and their leading scorer on the season, couldn't get it going. But again, you know what we've seen? She'll keep shooting in the second half. And more than likely, she'll start knocking them down. We're going to take a break and be back with the start of the second half here from Amity High School. This is the OSAA On Point Community Credit Union.
Go Warriors!
Stay connected to your favorite team with the OSAA Live mobile app. OSAA Live features the latest scores, schedules, and rankings for all teams and leagues across Oregon. Access OSAA state championship programs. Read the latest prep news and information. Search OSAA Live in the App Store or on Google Play to download today. For over 45 years, Pacific Office Automation has remained locally owned and operated, supporting the community and people and places that matter. That's why Pacific Office Automation continues to sponsor the OSAA year after year. Pacific Office Automation, problem solved. On Point Community, we'll try that one again. On Point Community Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the OSAA State Championship. On Point is Oregon's largest locally headquartered credit union, serving more than 503,000 members. Visit onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. All right, we are ready to go here in the third quarter of action. Warriors up 29-19 on the floor for Amity. They're starting 5 from tonight. That's 80 and Eliza Nisley, Ellie McMullen, Sarah Lynn Grove, and Maya Harzma. Drank that water and got the little hiccup there. Looks like the starter's back on the floor for the Valiants as well. I think it's number five, Julia Rosebrook, off the bench that has the three fouls. Nobody else with more than two. Harzma working against Rogers, gets across half court, drives all the way under, scoops and scores! Maya Harzma just probing and then scores. Official timeout along the baseline to go get the ball. The ball rolled loose. 12-point lead, the largest of the game for the Warriors. Harzma just, once she beat her man, the help defense just never really completely committed. 2-3 zone for the Warriors right now, giving the Valiants a little different look. Eddie down in the corner. Mid-range. Roka hits it. She's got two. First basket of the game, cuts it back to 10. Didn't want the three, took the mid-range. Good thing to know. Eliza works her way down. Down low, Grove turns and scores. Great pass. Eliza Nisley with another assist. Grove with 12. Had 10 in the first half. Eddie in the corner. Roka, high post, knocked away. Eliza can't, or Eddie can't quite get to it. Now she knocks it away again. Eliza's got it ahead, and the, oh, it's stolen. She couldn't see, and the ball stolen by Roka. There's a three for Eddie. Misses that one. Rebound in traffic to the floor. That's going to be on Grove. Good rebound in traffic by Elizabeth Roka. She goes down hard. Boy, they really pound the offensive glass, folks. That's going to be the second on Grove, or third on Grove. Ooh, don't like that. She's got to be careful now. That's going to get Scharf in at the next dead ball. Warriors a little slow to get the sub in. Right corner, Rogers. They double her in the corner. Rosebrook misses that, and that hit out of bounds. Rushed her shot a little bit. Warriors didn't affect it. Coach Thomas wants a foul on it. No call. Scharf in. Grove out with her three fouls. She'll rest probably until late in the third quarter now. Assuming the Warriors can maintain a lead. They're up 12 with the ball. Get it into Scharf. Middle to Eliza. Pushes hard up the right side. Puts her brakes on. Backs it out. Man-to-man defense for the Valiants. They've got three subs coming in. Next dead ball. High post, Scharf. Backdoor. Oh, wasn't there. Trying to find Ellie. Ellie cut behind. They get it ahead to Roka. Roka, Everson, mid-range left side. No good. Rebound in traffic. Eliza, and she traveled. Trying to spin away from the pressure defense there. Could have been a jump ball, but he calls a travel instead. Everson back into the game, along with Julia Rosebrook, and 31 is Pitt. Pitt hands to Eddie, wants to turn. They double her back in the corner to Pitt. Out on top, Everson. Everson swings left angle. Rosebrook wants to drive, cut off. Back out to, and there's the steal. Oh, can't quite get to it. Still loose, and ends up in Eddie's hands. Eddie works right into the corner. Pitt for three. No good. Rebound. 80 Nisley in traffic. Was pushed. No call. She wanted to get it ahead. Couldn't find anybody. Was trying to get it to Eliza. High post. Scharf. Hands back to 80. Traveled. Got an extra step in there. She knew it. She wanted to go to the right hand. The defense slid that way. Took it away from her. She took one extra step to get back to her left hand. Couple turnovers for the Warriors the last two times down the floor. 5:50, third quarter. Warriors up 12. Rosebrook skips it to Eddie. One to the three. Wants to drive. Out on top to Everson. Good defense by the Warriors. In the corner. Rosebrook for three. No good. Rebound inside Rosebrook. And the ball's loose. Bodies flying everywhere. And it's out of bounds to the Valiants. My goodness. 80 shooken up on that one. It'll be tough, kid. Play through it. She's like, how do you not call a foul on that? She took a shot to the head. That'd be tough. She comes out of the game. Alyssa in, gives her a break. It's a little ice from Kylie on the bench, Kylie Kendall. In the corner, Everson wants to drive. Kicks, traveled. Boy, a lot of sloppy play both sides of the ball here to start the third quarter. Right now it's a 4-2 Warrior advantage this quarter, but it's been sloppy. Warriors get it in against this full court man. Ellie Ellie working against Eddie. Gets it across. Hands off to Maya. Maya, high post, Scharf, knocked away. Maya gets it back. Head fake, drives, bounce pass. Ellie down low, blocked out of bounds. Get up a little bit quicker there. Valley Catholic subs three in. I'm not even going to track them. I'll just tell you who has the ball. It's too hard to track their substitution patterns. It's their second three-man sub in less than 3 minutes. Scharf in the right corner, out to Harzma on the wing. Harzma, ball fake, in the corner. Ellie for three, a little strong. Eliza is going to get a loose ball foul. Going up over the top of Queen to try to get that rebound. Queen boxed her out well. Second foul on Eliza, second team foul on the Warriors. Blanchette with the ball, Valiant. Left wing, out on top, Rosebrook. Rosebrook drives right, cut off by Harzma, stolen by Harzma. Harzma going the other way. It's one on one, takes it in. No call, there's the foul. My goodness, put your whistle in your mouth. He's got his whistle bobbing around down by his waist there. He apologizes to Jed for not having it in. Keep your whistle in your mouth, folks. He's like, my whistle fell out of my mouth. He's telling Coach Thomas. Harzma to the line to shoot. Dude, it was an easy call. Harzma got clobbered. We were all pretty confused as to why it wasn't called right away. Harzma with the basket. Got nine in the game. Not often Maya makes it to double digits. It's not her job. Misses that one. Scharf with a rebound. Takes a bounce. Knocked away on the other side, out of bounds, off of the Warriors. I don't know about that call, but that's the way it goes. Good hustle by Megan to get that rebound. Warriors up 13, largest lead of the game. 34-21, 2-3 zone still. Giving the Valiants a little different look. Everson in the corner. Knocked away. And they're going to get Eliza for the foul. And a technical? No. Oh, he almost teed her up. She was rolling the ball to him. He didn't like that. Third on Eliza. That's going to get 80 back in the game. Next dead ball. Queen skips it over. On the wing, they throw a cross court to Queen. She doesn't want to shoot. Back out on top, tipped by McMullen. Pulled down by Rosebrook. Down underneath, off the hand, save. Nope, out of bounds. Couldn't save it. That was Rocha. Couldn't save it. 80 in, Eliza out. Eliza frustrated. Got to shake it off. Can't let that frustration get to you. Can't let the pain get to you either. Full timeout taken by the Valiants. We'll take a quick break. This is KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Sorry about that dead air there. I just read you in a little announcement about how to do paperless ticketing, but, you didn't hear that because my mic button didn't turn on. All right. 4:12 left to go third quarter. 34-21 Warriors with the ball. 80 into the game. 80 to Ellie. Skips it ahead to Maya. Maya drives left. Bounce pass Scharf. Back out to Ellie. Fakes the three. On top, Maya. Skips it over to Alyssa into the game. Maya. Alyssa on the wing, down low, 80, looking to feed, gets Ellie on the back door, lays it up and in! Great pass, 80 Nisley with the assist. Ellie McMullen with her second basket of the game, she's got five. Largest lead of the game, Warriors by 15. Just a war of attrition out there in this third quarter, it's been ugly, both directions. Queen, in the corner, Rocha, down low, Eddie back to Queen, or not Queen, but Rocha, stolen away, 80 with it, jump ball. Great hands by 80 Nisley. Kylie Kendall into the game. She's going to get Ellie out. Good job by Ellie. Still building that endurance from the ACL rehab. A little less than a year ago, she tore her ACL in the second round game down at the state tournament. On top, they find the mid-range bank shot in by number 22, Klopchik. That was a tough shot. Harzma with the drive. Kicks to McMullen for three. No good. Rebound. Knocked away. 80 with it, and it's knocked away by Eddie as she's going up. Good hands by Eddie. Warriors ball up 13, 3:07 left to go third quarter. Harzma gets it in the corner. Sharp, head fake, swings it to McMullen on the left wing. Alyssa, yet to score in this game. She's been off on her three-point shot. Down low, Kendall, back out Harzma, 80 for three, no. Rebound inside Eddie, throws long ahead, ball's loose, and 80 outruns everybody to get to it. 80, pushes back up against the defense, bounce pass ahead to Kendall, down low Sharp, and she is fouled. Eddie wanted the jump ball. It's going to be on number 15, Elizabeth Rocha. Her third foul, second team foul this half. It's going to put Scharf on the line to shoot two. Scharf buries the first one. Two out of three from the line for Megan tonight. Changed her whole free throw shooting routine this year. Midway through the year. Misses that one. Just, it looked good, but just short. Came off her hand short. Pushing hard the other way. Eddie, 14-point Warrior lead. Eddie on top, takes the three. Little strong, rebound inside, loose ball. Harzma, oh, that should be a foul. Oh my goodness, how do you not call that foul? Girl rolled right into Maya's legs, no call. It's gonna be a jump ball, Warriors basketball. Wow. That's a good way to get somebody's leg blown out. Valiant player just diving on the floor into Maya's legs as she's trying to pick the ball up. Easy call for the official. He chose to go with the jump ball. Harzma works on left. Bump. Gets it up to 80. Coming up on the 2-minute mark to go third quarter. 80. Starts to turn the corner. Now bounce pass to Alyssa. Alyssa, she'll drive. Gets in deep. Pulls up mid-range. Can't get it to drop. Ball's tipped. 80 chases it down left corner. Bounce pass to Harzman. They'll reset. Great job by 80 Nisley. Harzma with the drive. Bounce pass. Scharf lays it up and in! What a pass by Harzma and a great catch by Scharf and a finish inside. 16-point Warrior lead. Largest of the game. Rosebrook on top. Swings it. Ball tipped. They get it back into Rosebrook's hands. Wants to drive. Nothing there. Throws it away. Does. They can't save it. Coach Thomas, hands on his hips. He knows. This one's slipping away. Timeout. 30-second timeout taken by the Valiants. The OSA is going digital with Hometown Ticketing, the official ticketing partner of the OSAA. Access tickets for all first round through state championship finals via the OSAA website or the OSAA live app. Order your tickets in advance and present your digital ticket at the gate. Convenient, paperless, and easy to use. Visit osaa.org/tickets. OSAA Today is your spot for all high school state championship coverage from news, stories, coaches, polls, and more. Get it all by visiting OSAA Today. Go to osaa.org/today today. All right, 1:27 left to go, third quarter, 39-23, Warriors with the ball and the lead. On the floor for the Warriors, both Nisleys, Alyssa McMullen, Scharf and Kendall. Get it into Eliza. Eliza drives in deep. Ball slapped away. Kendall on the floor saves it to McMullen. Out on top, 80. Great hustle by Kylie Kendall. 80. Trying to drive. Backs it off. Now goes left hand. Bounce pass underneath. Scharf couldn't handle it. Ball's out in the corner. Eliza gets it back to 80. Great hustle by the Warriors down here on this end. A minute to go. 80 splits the defense. Kicked ball. Trying to go to Scharf again. 80 was determined to get that ball to Scharf down low. A little drive and dish. Just under a minute left, 59.8 seconds, 39-23, Warriors with the ball. Alyssa goes to inbound, gets it into Scharf in the corner, back out to 80 on the right angle. Corner, McMullen for three, little strong. Kendall tips it out of bounds. Oh, they're going to give it to us. And Kylie's like, I tipped it. She tried to take accountability for it, and the official didn't care. Kylie's like, it was off of me. Too honest. Not too honest, but very honest. Warriors with the ball, 80 with the drive, all the way with the left hand, scores! Well, the pass wouldn't work. She tried it a couple times. This time she gets the left hand lay-in. Warriors with an 18-point lead, their largest of the game, 41-23, under 40 seconds to go. Kendall with a steal. Kylie pushed from behind. Rosebrook with the push. Really poor sportsmanship on her part, too, to not even go and check on Kylie after giving her a shove in the back. Pretty poor sportsmanship to not check on her. That's what I have to say about that. 33 seconds to go. Kylie's okay. She's tough.
Checking in for the balance. Number 33.
And they're going to get Rosebrook out of the game. Just a cheap play. A little push from behind as Kylie was headed the other way with a steal. You get it on top to McMullen. Hands off. Eliza starts to drive. Nothing there. In the corner, 80 on the left side. Now she'll dribble out along the three-point arc. Getting poked at by Everson. Turns. Goes hard left. Poked away from behind. They're going to get a reach-in foul. Fourth team foul. 19.4 seconds left to go. That's going to be the first on Everson or Everson, whatever her name is. Phil's going with Everson. I'll go with Everson. Lob into Scharf on top. Scharf. Step through with the left hand. Fouled by Eddie. That's going to be her third. She thought she had a block. Good move by Scharf, a little up and under. I don't think that's the play that she really wanted. She was looking to pass the ball. 15 foul on the Valiants. Scharf to the line. She's 2 out of 4 from the line today. Has 6 points or 4 points in the game. Gets the first one to roll in. Ellie in. She's going to get Eliza out. Eliza's got 3 fouls, so protecting her a little bit. 15.5 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Chance to go up 20 here with this free throw, and she does. Scharf hits a pair, 4 out of 6 from the line, 20-point Warrior lead. 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Dribbling around the top, they kick it to Queen in the angle, down in the corner, pits, back to Queen. Queen on top. Stolen inside by Scharf. They were trying to throw up a last second shot, I think. 43-23. Amity Warriors cruising here as we head to the fourth quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville. Enjoying the Amity Pep Band here today, led by Casey Oyua. Megan Scharf doing a little cheerleading down in the huddle. In the game for the Warriors, Kylie Kendall. Eliza Nisley, 80 Nisley, Alyssa McMullen, and back in the game, Grove with 3 fouls. Fourth quarter action. One little spurt here by the Warriors could put this out of range. Inbounding, Klopchik gets the ball in. Everson over to Rosebrook, pulls up mid-range, misses. Long rebound to Rogers. Back out to Rosebrook. Rosebrook between the legs. Over to Rogers. Back to Rosebrook on top. Rosebrook out to Everson by the Warrior head. Skip pass. Tipped. Gets it to Rogers. Mid-range. Misses that. Ball's loose. And pulled out of there by number 15, Rocha. Resets to Rosebrook. They're a good rebounding team. One of the better offensive rebounding teams we've seen. Rocha, mid-range, out on top to Rosebrook. 40 seconds gone, they haven't gotten a shot. Finally, Mocha takes one, banks it, no good. Grove with the board inside, gets it to McMullen. Alyssa takes her time. Already almost a minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Alyssa hands off to Eliza. Eliza with the drive to Grove. Grove lays it up and in. Great pass, Eliza Nisley. I don't know how many assists she's got in this game. At least 3 that I can think of. Mid-range, Rogers, no good. Rebound inside, McMullen. Alyssa works up the right side. Pass Rocha in the corner. Eliza drives, dishes to Grove. Grove back out. Kylie Kendall for 3. Little strong, rebound Eliza. Out to Alyssa, back to Eliza, right corner. Holds the ball. Skips it out on top to Kendall. Man-to-man defense. Kendall to 80. 80 brings it way out by the center circle. Now drives. Drives down low. Grove hammered. Great pass by 80 Nisley. As she drives, Grove goes from the right side of the key to the left side along the baseline. The defense is looking at the drive by 80, and 80 finds Sarah Lynn open. The defense then trying to recover. Klopchik with the foul, her second. Warriors will inbound. It was a non-shooting foul. Lob it into Grove at the elbow. Drive. Got to go for a double dribble. She knew it. She was going to take the shot after one dribble and then realized she could beat her to the right. Touched it with two hands before she got that dribble going. Eddie going the other way. Right angle. Rosebrook back to Eddie on top. Eddie backs her way down over to Rosebrook. Good closeout by Eliza and going to get a reach in by 80. Fourth team foul on the Warriors. Harsman's going to come in.
Stop!
He was looking away. He was... Janelle says, I'm pushing buttons. There's no horn. I'm just helping out. In the corner. They dump it down low to Eddie. Turns with the left hand up. Misses that one. Kendall with the board. Gets it to Grove. Grove pushes up the left side. Puts the brakes on. Now to 80 to reset the offense. 45-23 Warriors. Total control of this one. Kick it out to Harsma. She drives. Bounce pass. Kendall left right angle. Or right corner. Gives it back to Harsma. And there's the foul on number 5, Rosebrook. And that's going to be her fifth. She's out of the game.
Personal foul on number 5, Julia Rosebrook. That is her fifth.
Sophomore. Good ball player. Kylie actually showing great sportsmanship there. Gives her a little pat on her way out. It's a girl that shoved her from behind and didn't show any interest in sportsmanship. So Kylie one-upping her there in more than one way. 45-23. Harsma to the line to try to add to it on a one-on-one. Misses that one. Long rebound. Tip. Pulled down by Pitt. Ball knocked out of bounds. It will be Valiant ball into the game. Eliza, she'll get Alyssa out. Alyssa, not her good game of the year. She is scoreless today. She had some good shots. Just forced them, rushed them a little bit. You have those games sometimes as a shooter. You keep playing defense, keep running the offense, and doing your job. She's done a great job. On top, Rocha. 5:20 to go. Warriors by 22. Drive, dish. Shot from the foul line. Missed there by Klopchik. Grove with another rebound. Eliza brings it up. Slows things down. Drives. Right hand. Bounce pass. Grove misses the shot. Ball's loose inside. Three bodies on the floor. Kendall ends up with a rebound. Bodies flying everywhere. Harsma with the drive. Bounce pass down low. Grove tips it out in the corner. 80 for three. Little strong. Long rebound. They trap her. There's a steal by 80 and scores. What a play by the Warriors. They trapped the rebounder in the corner. She tried to hook a pass across the court. 80 read it, slid inside. She's laughing as she comes off the floor. She's like, didn't get any easier than that. Using her quickness and anticipation and hustle to get an easy lay-in out of that. Shocking the Valiants with her speed, I think. They just haven't played. I guarantee they have not played anybody with the kind of quickness that the Warriors have. It's been a problem for teams all year. Pet band cranking out a little Deep Purple for me. I love that. Hey, if you want to stay in shape, be involved in a sport you love, and earn money in the process, well, maybe being an official is the right thing for you. There's a shortage of officials in Oregon, and we need you now more than ever. Visit osaa.org/officials for more information and get registered. All right, Warrior fans. 4:36 left to go in the fourth quarter. 47-23. Warriors with a 24-point lead. On the floor for the Warriors, both Nisleys, Harsma, Kendall, and Grove. I think we're headed to Coos Bay, folks. That's what I know. I think we'll play maybe Santa Am Christian in the first round down there. We'll see. On top, Fopchik moves it to the right. Knocked away, stolen. Ball's on the floor. If the Warriors can get it, they do. It's Eliza with the steal. Gets it to 80. 80 crosses over back to Eliza. Eliza gets it across half court, drives right. She's fouled, no call. Kendall with it, skips it over to 80. 80 fakes the three, drives. Tries to go bounce pass. It was kicked, no call. 80 chases it down to Kendall. So quick, just out-hustling them in every facet of the game, except maybe they've got an advantage on their offensive rebounds because they've been good there. Harzma leaves it for Eliza. Mid-range was hit, no call. Klopsik with the rebound. Eddie pushes hard up the middle, picks up a dribble over to Everson for three, hits it. Her first three of the game, 6 points. Down to a 21-point lead, 3.5 to go. 80, little drive, little hook shot, no good. Ball tipped out, Everson with the rebound. Everson pushes off, gets away with it. Slows it down at half court, 3.5 to go. To Eddie. Eddie fakes the three, goes left, puts up another three, hits it. They cut it to 18 with a couple of threes. Warriors with the ball, break the pressure, ahead to Kendall, and a timeout, Jed. He'll take a full timeout. He's going to get Scharf and Ellie into the game. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break. This is Warrior Basketball, KOIC. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the OSAA On Point Credit Union first round state playoff game for the girls 3A. Warriors with an 18-point lead with 3:08 left to go here. A couple of threes by Valley Catholic has cut it to 18. Warriors with the ball. Get you some more scores, the next dead ball here if there are any extra ones. Warriors get it into McMullen. Alyssa back to Ellie. To Eliza popping out. Nisely. They're going to run the weave out here. Pull this man-to-man defense out. Eliza waits. And they foul her. That's going to be the fourth on Eddie. That's going to put Ellie McMullen on the line. Eliza Nisely on the line to shoot 1-on-1. That's the eighth team foul. Everson back into the game. She replaces Rogers. Eliza at the line, front end of the 1-on-1. No good. Yeah, no good. Rebound Eddie inside. Eddie, high dribble, pushes it up. Eliza misses. That's her first free throw attempt of the day. Three-pointer from the right wing. Missed there. Kendall with another rebound inside. Doing a good job with her length in there. Alyssa, they come with the double. She works it up the right side. Not a good place to be. Jed takes a timeout. He is not happy with his daughter. You don't dribble to the sideline against pressure. That's a cardinal sin, and he's telling his freshman daughter, you can't do that. Now we move on to the next thing. He's not going to dwell on it, but he's going to let her know you cannot do that. All right, let's see here if we've got any other updates. It's like Banks with a win over Burns. 45-37, Banks, the number one seed coming into the tournament. So things are starting to fall into place here a little bit. We've got three of the final eight. Amity looking to 2:33 left to go in this one to be the fourth team in. On the boys' side, Pleasant Hill and OES are in. That's it so far. Warriors with the ball. Get it in. They'll run their weave here again. It's man-to-man defense. Eliza waiting for Ellie to pop out. Gets it to her. Got to make free throws once you start running this, though. Alyssa with it. Bounce pass to Eliza. Eliza with the drive. Nope, lost the ball and gets fouled trying to come back to the ball by Everson. That'll put Eliza back on the line. Everson with the ninth team foul, her second. 2:15 remaining fourth quarter. So a little bit of a stall offense, and you've got the other team in the bonus, so if they do foul, but you got to make your free throws, and she misses that one. Eddie with the rebound. Eliza 0-for-2 now in the fourth quarter from the foul line. That's four free throw attempts that she could have had. Front end of 1-on-1. Next one will be a double bonus for the Warriors. Out on top, Rosebrook picks up her dribble. Good defense. They get it in the corner. Rocha with it, knocked out of bounds by Eliza. Maya coming back in. She's going to get Alyssa out. 1:51 left. 18-point game still. Those two threes are really the only offense here in the fourth quarter to speak of. They skip the pass over. Down low on the baseline. Klopsik. Stolen by Harzma. Saw that pass coming as Klopsa kind of wound up to take the one-hand pass. Harzma jumped the passing lane. Warriors won their weave out on top. Eliza 0-for-2 from the line on this weave. McMullen holds the ball. Now gives it to Kendall. Kendall fouled. That'd be Klopsa, the foul. Not much sportsmanship on the case of the Valiants out there. I haven't seen one of their girls check on anybody after knocking them to the floor. If there's one thing the private schools don't like, it's losing to the public schools. Telling you. Seen it for years and years. At the line, Kendall buries the first one. I mean, they're drawing from all over the Beaverton area. Maybe even parts of Portland and Hillsboro for their kids. Amity's drawing from, let me see, Amity for their kids. One from Perrydale, I guess, technically. Kendall hits a pair. Good job by Kylie. First points of the game for her, but she has played well on the rebounding and defensive end of things. Back to a 20-point Warrior lead. A minute 10 to go. Harzma with a steal. She'll dribble it out of there. And I think right now you could take a timeout and you could sub in your bench if you wanted to, if you're the Warriors. Or if you're Valley Catholic. Can't take a timeout, I guess, but next dead ball. On top, Harzma with it. Down low, Eliza, bounce pass. Oh, tried to find Ellie cutting. I don't know if she was going for Ellie or Megan. She split them. 50 seconds to go. 20-point Warrior lead. Valiants with the ball. Eddie with three. That one's blocked by Eliza. Kendall with the rebound. That'll about do it, folks. There's a foul not called. My goodness. Harzma's just run into. They don't call it. Ellie with it. Ellie starts to drive out to Scharf. On top, Eliza. Eliza holds her dribble. Gets it to Ellie. 20 seconds to go. Down to Eliza. Lays it up. Missed everything. I don't know if she knew where she was. And then she picks up a reach-in foul going the other way. That's the easiest basket she was going to have an attempt on all night. Did him a little slow on the inbound there. I'm not sure why he was subbing Alyssa in any way with 12 seconds. They go in the corner, three-pointer Klopsik. No good. Rebound inside Eddie. Back out Klopsik. Hits that one, and that's the buzzer. Final score, Warriors 49, Valley Catholic 31. The Warriors are headed to state, folks. Rack it up. They'll be down there as the fourth seed at Coos Bay with a comfortable 18-point win, 49-31. So the first round game, let me pull up the girls bracket here. The first round game for the Warriors down at Coos Bay will be against the winner of Santiam Christian and Vale. That's a 6 p.m. game. That will be at, I don't know if that's actually set. Oh yeah, here we go. They will be the B game. That will be at 3:15 on March 2nd at North Bend High School. 3:15 March 2nd. So it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday tournament. So Thursday, March 2nd, 3:15 at North Bend High School. The Warrior girls will play that first round game, likely against Santiam Christian, unless something happens and Santiam Christian gets knocked off by Vail. All right, folks, let me give you some totals here real quick before we cut out of here. Give you some scoring totals. First half of this game, it was really kind of the Sarah Lynn Grove show. She was doing a fantastic job. And then in the second half, really picked up Maya Harzma. Both has Maya Harzma in the second half. Megan Sharp doing a great job. And Eliza Nisley, 80 Nisley, all kind of picking up the slack on that. The Warriors only scored 20 points in the second half. Grove had just four of them. She had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 14 points in the game for Sarah Lynn. Maya had 9. Eliza had 7. 80 had 6. Megan had 6. Ellie McMullen with 5. Kylie Kendall with 2. And Alyssa McMullen did not score today. For Valley Catholic, they got 7 out of Mia Rosebrook all in the first half. 6 out of Lauren Popsich, I'll get that right. Everson with 6. Eddie with 5. Julia Rosebrook with 3. So that's kind of the scoring for Valley Catholic there. We will be back on the air here in just a minute at 6 o'clock or before 6. I'm going to do the play-by-play for the boys by watching on NFHS. So you can watch on NFHS. My audio will probably be 15 seconds behind the video. If you don't have NFHS, you can listen to the audio. Be probably a minute, minute and a half behind live action, but it won't be too bad. And I'll do my best on that. Hopefully they've got good camera setups at Cascade Christian. So for OSAA and On Point Credit Union, this is Jeff Clark. Warrior girls with another win, 49-31, advance on to the Final Eight at Coos Bay next weekend. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for supporting the Warriors. Make sure you tune in for the next game.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.